Have a seat. Have a seat. So, it's the quarterly review time. So, I'm sorry. It's just a formality. I have to do this with everybody. So, let's see. We have here. Well, you've been here 3 months now. I love how you've come out of your shell. You were quite shy when you first started here, I think. I would even say timid. What, you don't consider yourself to be shy? Okay, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. Let's just get back to work, shall we? Okay, attendance. You're never late. I don't think you've ever actually missed a day. That's wonderful. During team meetings, you always participate, and you've got good ideas, and it looks like you have been developing some good relationships with your coworkers, and everyone seems to like you and get along with you. On paper, you're perfect for the position of executive assistant. How do I know everything, okay? I pay attention. I know that's the position that you're gunning for. My concern is, I'm not sure how to say this. How can we get you to demonstrate that you're willing to take risks? Do you know what I mean? It's not so much, I need you to know, I need to know that you're comfortable taking risks, that, you know, a position with more authority and autonomy would require. Now, it's an interesting balance between following the rules and bending certain rules in certain situations when appropriate. So you need to, I need to have someone I can trust and someone I can depend on. But at the same time, I don't want someone getting, I don't want people noticing or attention on you, you know, when you decide to break rules on my behalf. I mean, I'm talking about silly things like sneaking, you know, those little alcohol tchotchkes from the plane. You know, they give you those small bottles of alcohol. Things like that. My former assistant, we used to have little mini celebrations in here. And those were a big part of it. So let's just have an impromptu interview for this position. Kill two birds with one stone. what qualifies you for the position? Just because you say that I'm your favorite doesn't mean that I'm going to give you any favors. It's just a button-down blouse from Everlane. It's kind of hot in here, isn't it? Just a wool houndstooth pencil skirt. That is the best part, though, about being higher up. I love getting dressed up for work. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. Autonomy, no one to bend rules, no one to obey them. Oh, right, you're supposed to be telling me about yourself, even though obviously I already know about you because I watch you and I've been watching you. Well, not watching you in like the creepy, scary, oh my God, I'm watching you. Just more like I see you every day. And I mean, of course I see you every day. I see everyone every day. I see you every day coming in with, you know, your tie kind of crooked and your, sometimes you mismatch your jacket, navy blue and black, but well, who doesn't do that from time to time? I mean, gosh, autonomy. What are you passionate about? Right. Excuse me a moment. Oh yeah, I like to drink a lot of water, so I just bring larger water bottles. How many more times can I say autonomy? sorry, I thank you. Okay, yes, let's get back to. Okay, clearly I'm the one who's acting shy now. Oh, Jesus. let's just, you're definitely on the short list. Yes, I do. I realize I did say I want to see you, your passion, and your willingness to bend the rules, and the door. It locks. Yes. What are you doing? Who would tell you such a thing? Everybody knows. Or everybody knows that I have a crush on you. And why haven't I heard about this? No one's brought this to my attention. There's a pool going. Oh, great. Just what I want to hear. The many ways my authority can be undermined in the office. Fuck it. Yeah, it's true. You're a very attractive young man. Yes, you are very young. You're my son's age. Right, that's right. You went to school with my son. Thanks for reminding me. So this is just wrong. But I, yes. I do. Sometimes I get, I'm a human being. I have feelings. You feel the same way. I don't believe you. Why? I'm old. Thank you. They've served me well, I must say. You don't think that I leave one button too many open, do you? Of course you don't. How do you feel right now? Between your legs. Am I really doing that to you? That's hot. What would you say about letting me see? Yeah. I'll just come around here and look down at you, sitting in the chair. I have to assert my power somehow. Why don't you unzip? I want to see how hard you are. Oh, fuck. And it's a little wet too. Have you ever thought about me and touched yourself? Yeah. That makes me feel really good. It's like this surge between my legs. Hearing that. So, have you ever come thinking about me? My voice, my tits, my mouth on your dick. You have. Oh my God, that's really hot. Yeah, I wonder if I can live up to what you've fantasized about. Well, the door's locked and hey, it can't be sexual harassment if it's me, right? Would you like me to taste? No, I want to. I do. One thing I do know how to do is to suck a dick. You just lay back and feel good. Can you grab my hair? Put your hand on my neck and just hold me there. That's really hot. You want to fuck my mouth? Have you thought about this before? Your hard cock in my mouth. But you've never had a blowjob this good before either. Has anyone ever been able to swallow your cock? I knew it. Most girls are too fucking lazy. Oh, I can't do that. That's why you need an older woman. Someone who's just so hungry for your dick. And can't wait for that treat to come out. That's the best part. God, I get so fucking wet thinking about you spraying all over my face and tits. I've been thinking about that for a while now, actually. Yep, cat's out of the bag. Well, I'm gonna swallow your dick now. Fuck my mouth. Put your hands on my head and fuck me. Make me cry over your dick. How's that feel? I love seeing my drool all over your cock. But I need to see her come with it. Will you be a good boy and come for me? Oh yeah, I need your cum. I need my good boy's cum. I always wanted to have a little good boy. Appreciate my experience. Come for me. Come for me. Here, come. I need it. I want to swallow you, and I want you to make a big mess on my face. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Oh, well. So, where were we? Autonomy. That's where we were, I believe.